Let's say this together. Dear Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, in this service, we receive a fresh flow of revelation knowledge. Our hearts are ready to receive insight in your insight, wisdom in your wisdom. Together as a church, we behold Jesus Christ, your Son, even as he sees us in him. In this service and in this teaching, he is glorified as we are edified alongside the body of Christ. Amen. Okay, we are still on prayer initiatives, right? Prayer initiatives. I would say there's a difference between being told to pray, then you go and pray, and being told to pray, then you always pray. And many of us need to grow up. You know, there are things that are not expected. Sometimes when I talk to those in leadership, I tell them, no. You should know better than this. That is, by the length of years you have used. In Hebrews 5:12, the writer of Hebrews says, of whom we have many things to say, but you cannot, but seeing that you're dull of hearing, speaking to that congregation. Then he says, for the time you ought to be teachers. Look at that phrase. The time you ought to be teachers. See, when God, the training of the Spirit is not like a, you'll be announced to you, Shepherd, you're coming up for the training of the Spirit, so God's going to train you, so after 5 years, this is going to happen. No. You determine what you use with the time. The time you ought to be. You know, remember that Psalm 78, when, verse 72. He says, verse 71 says, he took him from among the hills. And I told you that, see, we were particular about Goliath and David, but that wasn't the emphasis. It was the fact that David had those moments, that rich experience. So he says that he brought him to now feed Israel, because to pastor Israel, basically, with the integrity of his heart. Now, I often say that the integrity of the heart is between you and God. No matter how sincere you are, people say you are not sincere. So that one is between you and God. You must maintain a heart of integrity with the Lord. You must maintain that one with the Lord. Now, of course, with people as well, but primarily it's with the Lord. That you are singular. We are singularly devoted to him. Your heart is, you know, steadfast. But see, that one is really with the Lord. Then he says, with the skillfulness of his hands. And skillfulness is experience. It's time. So, which means that there's certain things expected of you. Now today, you know, when I talk about past experiences, you laugh. Because you can't imagine that I did those stuff. But you see, those things have now become wisdom. Wisdom. Some things we call mistakes are learning curves. They are now wisdom. So the time you ought to be teachers, which means by the time we look at it, and sometimes I ask some folks who've been in this church for how long? And you say, 6 years, sir. 6 years. Okay, 6 years. Have you attended all Watch and Just Conference? You say, I've attended four. What happened to the other two? Start giving reasons. If you attended the first one and you didn't attend the second one, there's a problem. There's a problem. Or maybe there are reasons, there are exceptions. Then I say, okay, you've been around six. So how many people in this church came to the Lord from you? Through you, sorry. That's the area I want to talk to you about. About what? 6 years. Every year, Soul Winners Conference. World Churches Conference. Workers in Training Convention. Workers Congresses. Workers Meetings. Depending on which of our churches you belong to, your workers meetings can be more than the services. Workers Meetings. You know, different engagements. Then you still want to talk to me about it. What am I going to tell you? That's why when some people misbehave, There's nothing you are going to tell them. They are around enough to know what they ought to be told. Alright? For the time, you ought to be teacher. And you know, some Christians don't have shame. They'll be in the local church. And they'll be the reasons why people are not serving God. And they've been around. Someone told me and said, I wanted to be part of the Living Word Ministerial Academy leadership. He said, but when I spoke to this person, and you know, people like that are here. When I spoke to this person, I saw that there was no need for me to rush. Because this person has been around, and this person is not part of such leaders. So this person, and such a person is an idiot really. How is that the person that is your this person? The person just spoke to me, I just saw there was no need for me to rush. The person started backsliding. They started backflipping. You know, there's a difference. Right? They started backflipping. You know, there's backflipping. There's backsliding. Then after a while, you start to somersault. You start to look at you. You know. They start changing everything about you. You start to transform. Some people will not like you. There was one friend of ours then. You know. Someone just told her, said, now your eye were always looking heavenly. Now you are looking to the earth. And he said, you are now real. And from that point, she used to be a pastor. She's no longer a pastor because she's now real. Very, very interesting. One of those days when our website, I think it was sayscommunity.org, we had this song. I can see from afar. You know, there was a time we had, that was the song on the website. Who can remember? No wonder. I think 2009. That was the song playing. So the person reached out to me and said, you know, when I listened to that, when I opened your website, it reminded me of those days, how you used to train us. I said, I don't have those days. For me, it's these days. Now you get those days. Back to sender. I don't have those days in Jesus' name. I have these days and the coming days. But when people are telling you, now you are real. Now we can relate. You know? Someone told another Christian, say, all these ones that you're always in church, how can you get proper wife? How can you get proper husband? Is it Ben Elohim that gather here? Or the watchers? I don't understand. He said, go out! Go out! Go out and express yourself! That's Aitofe. You know? The time you ought to be teachers. Look at you. That means there's a time to it. The time. Let me go on at this age and say, when I wanted to get married, said nobody from the church came. I said, when did you choose for your wedding? You chose your wedding during prayer rally. A week to World Changers Conference. This brother had just joined the church. He said, sir, it pains me. I said, what did you say? At least, the church will have at least sent one person. I said, so I tell somebody, don't bother praying. Who brother is getting married? I said, we don't do things like that here. So he got offended. He started to feed with atheism. I said, best of luck. If there's no blessing there, you not do it. There's no God. That's the latest thing you want to do. He said, no, it's not like I just got to that point. Which point? You know, when you are in offense, you begin to get mad. I like how Pastor Tuk explained it. You know, he was trying to, because I used to say, When you're offended, you will see what God is doing. So he now said, we're talking about it. So he said, Jesus said that when a man is blind, he will stumble. Then John now says, when a man is in hatred and offense, he will walk in darkness. So you just be stumbling. Offenses will blind you. The lady, the person I was talking to you about earlier on, who said that song of those days, it was offense. And you know, offense is something that you do not announce itself. You will be legitimately speaking. I know what I'm saying. These things ought not to be in the body of Christ, in the church of God. I sit down and say, go on, preach it, I like it. This is the kind of sermons I like. When you ought to be. So what you want, the time you ought to be, now, the time you ought to lead others to pray. They are saying, brother, we've not seen you at the prayer group. I know. See, where I came last week. The time you ought to be. You know, there was a brother that told me that he felt bad. I said, why? He said the pastor was preaching about him. I said, who else should he preach about? Did you expect Jesus to say in Matthew 5:5 or Matthew 16 and say Saul of Tarsus? Because there was no Saul of Tarsus. Who should have said? Peter. Said Jesus preached about Peter, about Judas, about John. Paul preached about Archippus. You even quote it. Why can't your pastor preach about you? Who are you? Say, but I just felt that you should have called me aside as what? Allos Paracletus. He will talk to you. You are even blessed. He didn't mention your name. Paul mentioned the names. And we are still reading the letter. It's now scripture. Those ones didn't take offense. You will just veil it. We just say, there's a brother. You start frowning your face. The person beside you know it is you. bro, it's you. The best is just keep a straight face. Well, it is you. Just start speaking in tongues. Nobody will. Your pastor should speak about you. There is nothing that confirms your submission to your pastor like public rebuke. Public rebuke. It's humble. You know, years ago, me and my friends we had just finished the Holy Ghost meeting. So we went for a camp meeting. So our Holy Ghost meeting stretched into the night after bedtime. Everybody had gone to sleep in the camp. Who were doing Holy Ghost till 2 a.m. So wow, what a great meeting! Oh, all right. So everybody woke up by 5. The Holy Ghost didn't allow us to wake up. We are slept in the spirit. So by the time everybody, and nobody dared to wake us up because we are apostles. Young boys, but if we began to quote Greek and Hebrew for you, you just say in Jesus' name, just leave it. So the other people could correct us. So Uncle Daniel just came and said, these boys are still sleeping. He woke us up. We're all feeling that, alright. We had gone for devotion, we did Holy Ghost meeting. Senior level devotion. So he didn't stop there. So people were there. He said, okay, get up all of you. And you know, we're men of God. We're young boys, but men of God. You don't get the... So he just said, go and wash the toilet. He didn't even say, go and lead the prayer meeting. So he now said, go! You know, I felt offended. A man of God. I'm talking about some 28 years ago. A man of God. Me? I'm laying hands. The same hands. So, you know, he said, and then he now said it publicly. He said, You know, he's grown older now, so he doesn't do that. But we knew him there. He said, oh, your anointing cannot wash toilets.
All of us are like, for Bill, man. But you know, there was pride in our hearts. Pride. Big pride. Later on, I now talked to myself, I said, that was pride. We didn't stick to the rules. We went there, washing the toilet, and grumbling. I said, Jesus, that's why, you know, how do they want the world to grow? If this is how... The time you ought to be teachers, they need to tell you. You didn't go for prayer group. They're saying, if you didn't go for prayer, see, let me tell you, if you don't attend prayer group, I know you don't have a prayer life. It's not me that you'll be doing shakara for. I told somebody, I said, look, then say, sir, I said, come. When you were in your sins, drinking, going to club, had been leading men to Christ. What I am telling you now, is Bible truth. You are backsliding. If any spirit says something else, it is not the Spirit of God. So, prayer initiatives means that you can take the initiative yourself. You don't need to be told. How can they tell you how's your prayer life? You don't need to be told. So last week, we said, remember, what is an initiative? An action that you embark upon based on prior instructions, information or knowledge, that is self-motivated. That is, you don't need someone to tell you. Now, I'm not saying that you should not use alarm. Some of us need alarm. Even the alarm. Some people alarm cannot wake them up. The alarm will... Those are the alarms that are set for 5 minutes, to ring for 5 minutes. The alarm will know that you never woke up. It will ring again. Say, bro. Some will put up the alarm by themselves. Or some of you have your leaders... They'll check you when you start. Just say, I'm here, man. They set the alarm for 5 minutes to the end. Say, I'm still here. But in the middle. A lot of things have gone under. Who are you deceiving? You are the one that did not pray. It's not your pastor that did not pray. It's you that did not pray. Do you understand? You are doing yourself. It's not somebody else. You didn't pray. I say, I prayed. It's you that did not pray. Someone that used to fill up those days. We go for evangelism. Fill up John Doe. Musa Abdullah. Jesus Lucifer. You fill names. Later on, he wasn't winning souls again. Because he built it on lies. You are the one that did not win souls. If you lie. You are the one. If you laid hands on 2 people, and you claim you laid hands on 18 people, if somebody just told you, yesterday something was ringing in my ears, you laid hands, and you said, tell us, deaf ears unstopped. You are the one that did not heal a deaf ear. Forget what we know and what we don't know. So, prayer initiative is you embarking on prayer by yourself. Based on prior instructions and information. And we said last week, it appeared that everyone that God uses seem to know what to do. They seem to know it. Prayer is a constant. You must know that one. If you get to a point in your life, you can only tell us the minimum hours you pray. You should not be able to tell us how long you prayed. You tell us that worst case scenario, sir. I know in a day I pray 2 hours. Worst case scenario, that is if the day is so tight, but I cannot say this is the number of hours I pray because I pray a lot. Uh,
Spiritual word said he prayed every hour. Not 1 hour every hour. But every hour he would pray. The next hour he would pray. The next hour he would pray. Sometimes 30 minutes, 20 minutes. Then he just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed to the end of the day. That's prayer initiative. Not prayer group meetings. No. Prayer initiative. That is, you are taking an initiative. You tell yourself, in the month of November, in the month of December, I'm going to ensure in a day I pray in 4 cycles of the day. That's prayer initiative. That's not on the church program. That is your own initiative. So we said last week that there are 3 things that bring initiative. We said the first one is the written word. Remember that? The written word. The written word provides sufficient information for us to pray. The written word. And we said last week, the written word provides, we said record, pattern, instruction, warning, admonition, and prophecy. Remember that? Record, pattern, instruction, warning, admonition. That's, we are warned to pray. Then we have prophecies. Prophecies. And that will lead us to what we're sharing today. Prophecies to pray. So everyone that God used always had to pray. I love something Pastor Chris said to us years ago, in 1994. And he blessed me the way he said it. He said, you see, it's good to have, we were talking to pastors, he said, it's good to have people praying. And some of us have that attitude. Not you in this church, you don't. You get people come and pray for me. He said, but you see, have your own prayer life. Then the way he rounded up that day, he said, you don't know what they are saying when they are praying, but you know what you are saying. Have your own prayer life. Is that clear? Have your own prayer life. Come and pray for me. Pray for me. People pray for you. There's instruction in scripture. People should pray for you. But have your own prayer life. To pray. And these days you have a lot of young ministers. Next year I hope to have a meeting with them. A lot of young ministers. What they know is not the ministry of Jesus Christ. Some people have given them a wrong impression. That's why you see a young man, very quickly, he's online, preaching to people. He's quickly preaching to people online. He gets online, he's preaching. He's, you know, preaching to people and telling them, you know, this one and that one. And I'm thinking, what have you done to those who you know? You are speaking to people you don't know. Yet to those you know, what have you done to them? Because they know very well that the media, the social media, is so trend. It gives you very quick accessibility and marketability. So they transmit that into ministry. Last Believers Conference, I think I told you, we're not planning to live stream. We're not. And one of the reasons happened. Some folks asked, well, last week they just munched the video. Maybe they are part of the video we don't want to bring out. It's possible. They just think, record it. And then we will now watch it from them. So I told them, I said, we're not live streaming. If you cannot come, don't come. You watch it later. So, did I tell you the story? I didn't tell you here. Okay, I'll tell you now. Before the convention, I was away for a while, so my phones were off, all my devices were off, so I just had communication with certain people in church, and that was all. So, I announced to the pastors we're not doing live streams, so we're taking that out. But as I was preparing for the meeting, I felt a strong tug on my heart, would you do the live stream? It was almost like something held me like, do it. So I knew that someone had gone to report to God. No, I knew it. Because it was too strong. I knew, you know, there are times that God isn't telling anything. That, Shekou, you know, we're going to do this. I just felt that life stream thing. At least this time. So before I did anything, I just sent a message to Brother Dan. He handles the live stream. I said, we're doing live stream. He checked the message again. He didn't know what I said. We are doing live stream on Friday. He said, don't worry. So, I just put on my phone. Someone has sent me an epistle. No. This is very interesting. And listen to this. The person had chatted me earlier on and said, Pastor, what do we now do? There's no live stream. They're from East Africa. So I said, well, get your pastor to talk to Pastor Ayo. They find a way around it. I just didn't give any answer. I said, don't worry, you watch it later. He said, no, there's nothing like when it's happening live. I said, okay. So, as I opened my phone, the guy mentioned, I read it to the pastor. He said, sir, we are right now fasting and praying. And wait. And asking the Lord to touch your heart, sir. So, no, I'm not joking. I knew it was true. So we are praying to God. Say, sir, if we have sinned, forgive us. Whatever, we'll behave ourselves next time. He said, there's a brother. He almost committed suicide. No, I read it out to them. So I knew that this was what we would bring. I made up my mind though. So I said, oh God. Someone went to report to God. And God didn't say anything. He just said, look at it. So I did. But my point is, you have some guys, that's what they do in ministry. You just say, hello guy, how are you here? Who are you talking to? Who? So open your Bible. Which Bible? Did you give them any? Who do you know you're talking to? Living fake life in ministry. Fake life. You know, I've been seeing online 3,000 views. You know, I go to the person's church. The person opening the door is the person leading the prayer. Is that ministry? Don't live your life like that. Don't live your life like that. The time you ought to be teachers. So, reason what gives us a pattern. And we said, it appears like everyone that God used, they knew what to do. There was always a prayer action everybody took. Every time people tell me something, I say they don't know. Maybe they had a dream or a vision. I say, go and pray. Sometimes we leave prayer last. Someone had relocated to a country, was about to get married. I say, Pastor, I'm just wondering whether, I say, whether what? Now, they will turn you to a witch. You are relocated. You are about to get married. They fix the wedding ceremony. You are saying, Pastor, so what do I do? What do you expect me to say? When I was younger, I said, let God, eh? I said, you know, marriage is an honorable thing. Relocating is not bad. It's good. It's true. It's me that will tell you, I will not cast my pearls before swines. Some people don't give them any instruction. They will misuse it. Don't cast your pearls before swines. When I notice some people are, when I tell you the first thing and you don't listen, I'll just be looking at you. Because there's no point. Others will want it. I'll give it to them. What people don't treasure, don't give them. Paul and Barnabas in Acts 13. He says, seeing that you make yourself unworthy of everlasting life, Lord will turn to the Gentiles. Don't force anybody. Are you here? I told someone, I said, what I'm telling you, some people travel down to have one time like that, I traveled. And the guy drove down. Beyond that, somebody came into the country. And I was so surprised. We're using this lobby then, the one behind it. And he came in. And I said, oh, you are in the country. What's happening? He said, no, I didn't come for anything. I just came to sit with you. To hold your hands, hear you speak, and travel back. That's all. So that's all I came for. Now, if you have people like that, then there's somebody you are telling, do this now, and say, okay, I'll think about it. Who would you rather talk to? Okay, I'll think about it. Okay, sir. Yes, sir. But, sir, what about? Do it. Do whatever is in your heart. So, people often leave prayer last. Whereas they should initiate prayer. Initiate prayer. Initiate it yourself. So we said the written word. Now, today, we'll quickly look at, not quickly, the leading of the Spirit. Before I go in there, you know, Pastor Wale's song, I'm saying it again, is God's leading. Are you here? And I've seen churches, both home and abroad, pick that song. As I heard that song, I said, this is the song. So when I saw churches pick it, I said, this is the song. So if this is a song, it means just like the Psalms of David, in Luke 24:44, it's God's instruction to us. Songs are not meant, you know, we can think songs are, when you say, who are your favorite musicians? You say, Davido, Burna Boy, Sinatra. No, you are confused. So you'll find people on the same playlist. Same playlist, though. You don't ever see me coming. You have that one. No? As I read that one, you say, for the cross I bow. Your life is confused. At least for the sake of your life, separate the playlist. The same playlist, though. You know what I mean? You say, Olola de mi ashake. In the same playlist, though, are you having that one? That we hear, we cover the. You want to cover the area, Olola de ashake? Do you know, where in school, we have game section. We have academic section. You should know the sections. So when you want to get into carnality, you know this is the playlist. I am not joking. Are you following what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. You heard a song. You just be singing song. Imagine singing song. The spirit of grace and supplication. Spot upon us. Spot upon us. That one is a crazy person, no? The song is clear. As you are singing that song, the way to sing that song is start praying in tongues. You've been singing, what's that song? I pray Jesus all over the world. And you are moving from, you went to Port Harcourt, all over, the world is still, I Jesus, all over the world, fire is burning, which fire? It's touch light that you have. Fire is burning, fire. Why are you lying? There is no fire burning, no. Are you here? After singing, what's this other song? Racing through your, in your strength we go, we'll never be, no defeat. Wait, listen very well. You went to do follow up. And the guy says, ah, sir, I don't want to say, hey, and you're tired. I don't know. This area is not typical for ministry. In your strength we go. Are you sure you are okay? You're not even listening to what you are singing. You're not listening to what you are singing. What you are singing is an instruction not to give up. So the songs have come. So don't just think it's the sermon in church. The series that God is going to ask you. The songs that you sing. The songs that you sing. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures given by the Spirit of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Instruction. You have to learn how to take initiatives. And you know, initiatives can be God, if you notice something, you should observe this in your life. That if God wants you to do something in 10 years, He gets you to start praying now. How many of you have observed that? That there are things that God just sets you praying here. You just wonder, why am I praying this much? And it's for things years ahead. He sets you praying. Sometimes we don't even, and that's why some people are stupid. The moment they get comfortable, and you know, they think comfort. And listen to this now. Someone asked me a question last night. Person said, what is the fruit of answered prayers? I said, more praying. The brother said, I said, yes. Is more praying. Prayer breeds prayer. There is no time prayer is fully answered. Do you hear me? There's no time like that. That's why I said praying always. There's this thing we heard about prayer, and that's about just when you pray, it is done. No, when that is done, it opens another reason to pray. It's like evangelism. As you sow seeds. That's why it's good for us to have the numbers of people that come to our churches. But listen, don't put the number to head, to heart. Use it for administrative purposes. Because soul winning is a seed. If somebody is born again, it's a seed for other souls. You must keep growing. Is that clear? So the seed of prayer, when it is sown, it brings in more praying. Are you here? So to take initiative of prayer, we have the written word. Now we have the leading of the Spirit. And that's an area, you see, in this day of the social media. I'm saying it again. I love the social media. It's a good place. You interact. You get to meet people. Beautiful. But it has a flip side. If you're not careful, you will be led by what is trending. Because the social media is about things trending. And what is trending, usually, is not what God is saying. Not at all. As I'm speaking, many pastors are under pressure to prophesy by elections. It's always under, just like the end of the year. They are under pressure. Talk about elections. Talk about who is the president. Who is not going to be the president. And this one. And it's always eggs. Rotting eggs. Splashed on people's faces. Always. There was a guy like that. I think I can say it. In your school. Some 22 years ago. I went there to preach. So, he was an executive. So he was trying to be the president of the fellowship. You're already laughing. You don't know the story. But you were not around when the story happened. Yeah. You were around. So I now said to him, I want to preach there in their school. So I had some guys there who invited me. So I knew they were going to do the elections. You don't call it election. You call it whatever you call it. You call it something. So the guy, he said God told him he was the next president of the fellowship. I don't know how that happens. So he now started wearing a kind of suit. Then he carried a briefcase. I tried to tell him. Because I knew the outgoing escorts. And they had told me how they picked their escorts. You know, they'll act like they're taking ballots. And is that not how they always give, in those days, Arsenal, Barcelona every year? And how can that be ballots? You just see Barcelona, you say, we're out. How would I like that kind of club? Never in my life. In Jesus' name. So, the guy told me, because I knew the guy. He said, don't mind this guy. He said, he will not be. I said, how do you know? He said, He said, but I thought you guys do something. He said, So that day he wore suit. He said, God told him. That's the point. How would God tell you so many people are going to choose? And they knew they were not choosing you. So that day, because I was done with my meetings, but I just stayed around to see how they were going to do it. And really,
They put all the names in the Bible. I didn't know. You see, better than I test, you know. And they made it look like it was really, what do you call it now? A lot. They knew he wasn't going to be. So as soon as they picked the name of the president, people literally were laughing and looking at him. He was so embarrassed. I was there. So I called him. I said, I just didn't want to tell you. They had told me that God was wrong.
You understand my sarcasm?
He really was defeated. But thank God he's a man of God. He's doing good now in the work of the ministry. But you see, that's how people, now people are under pressure. The next president, the next governor, local government chairman. How is that your ministry? How is that your ministry? A man went to meet the president of one country. He's a pastor. He said, sir, I just want you to know, we as pastors, just want to know how you want us to work with you on the next election. The man looked at him. He said, pastor, we know how we win elections. You face your ministry. Leave that one to us. He said, the reason why we come to you is for perception. We know how we... Imagine someone coming to you to pray for a game, football game. I told someone 2 days ago, I said, imagine if you have players of Real Madrid, reluctantly I mentioned Barcelona, they have Man City, and you play them against them, say, Finbar's SS1 school team. Then they told you to pray so that they will win. They want to punish you. It is, the prayer should be so that the scores will not look like those days we used to hear about India scoring 98-1. That should be the prayer. You see pastors wasting their time with this one. The Lord is this one. Said, stop this nonsense. What is God doing in Nigeria? Strengthening the local churches. Bringing the harvest of the nations. That's what he's doing. And that's what our emphasis is. So, there are prayer initiatives that are from the leading of the Spirit. Look at 1 Timothy 4:1. And so when you are in a local assembly, are you here? That's why you have to stay in one place. People are always everywhere. Something happened, and I shared it with some pastors in a meeting last week. And I probably said it there. A guy was doing an investigative journalism. So he was going around churches. He was trying to prove something, that churches maybe they were taking money for prophecy. So he went to many churches. So he will act like maybe he has a problem. He will go there. They'll claim that they saw the problem and he didn't have any problem. I mean, I've done that to someone too before. You know, and the guy was now seeing something. Seeing what? Something that I framed up. I looked at the man, I felt like slapping his face. The problem was that his prophecy now did not work for me. Because we framed it up so that I could leave the burning house. We framed up a kidnap case. The man said, I saw them, but they won't come after you. I said, hey. It never happened. I looked at the man, I felt like, at least you should have said I should leave the burning house and be a day student. Anyway. So this fellow, he had gone around churches. Some white garments and all that. So he would go there and they would tell them, I have this problem. And they'll say, we can see. Go and bring money. And they kept telling him lies. Now, he now went to a particular church that is very popular. He said that he went to 4 different pastors of that church. And they gave him the same counsel. You know the church. He said, well, you have to fast. It's a spiritual problem. It's a spiritual attack. You have to fast. Then you come back, dry fasting. They will do deliverance for you. He said it was so consistent. They didn't ask for money. So I now told the pastor, I said, you may not like what they teach, but there's something obvious. They listen to one person. That was obvious. But when you see people that they are picking anything that my friends call them, they eat out. Christians are always eating out. So what are they selling? Gala. That's a doctrine. They take it home. Ah, I like this rapper, I like this rapper. On the road, though, they pick a doctrine. There's one Akara. So he said, just everyone gave the same. I said, this is the fruit of staying in one place. They gave the same answers. And the man now said, I acknowledge the integrity of this ministry, and it went on and on. So, see, people jumping all over the place. They'll be taking prophecies from everywhere. Someone told me, I got this prophecy, and you open your inbox about a group of prophets have been prophesying to your life. Your inbox on your Facebook, I'll say, I just see you, I see you, I see you manifest. Someone say, I see you demonstrate. Someone say, I see you. That's how your life will be. The one they gave you in church. You have not done anything about it. You are just writing it. What's the Spirit of God saying to your church? 1 Timothy 4:1. Are you here? It said, the Spirit speaks expressly in the latter times. There's a written word, and there's what the Holy Ghost is saying to us. In the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 2. Let's quickly look at it. 2. And verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Now he's referring to the churches in Ephesus. In verse 17. So verse 11, sorry. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. In verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. In verse 29, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To the churches. To the assemblies. Do you know what the Spirit of God is saying to your own church? To your own, I'm saying, saints community church. Your pastors are here. I tell them, what is the emphasis God is laying on you for the church you are pastoring? What's the Spirit of God saying? To your church. Revelation 3 again. And verse 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. Verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. Verse 22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Why is he saying he that hath an ear? You see it in Matthew 11:5-15 and Matthew 13:9. That means to give attention to it. To what he's saying to the churches. There are specific instructions given to you in your local assembly. Your own local assembly where you believe the Spirit of God has led you to stay. You have to watch the voices that speak into your life. There was somebody who said something to me. 2018 or something. And said, I saw this, I saw that, I saw this. Person wrote it very well on Facebook. I replied, let this be the last time you send anything like this to me. God will not send you to talk to me about the church I pastor. He will not. And he did not. I said, and all the nonsense you just said is not going to happen in our church. It never did. Me, after how many years in the ministry, I'm still young in ministry, but I'm young enough to be smart. I said, don't do that. I know the voice of God. I know God's protocol. He won't tell you what is not within your jurisdiction. I mean, we will prophesy to people's members. In all those nonsense, people's members. When I go to churches to minister, and I have to speak to the members, I'll ask the pastor to come beside me to hear what I'm going to say. Hear what I'm going to say. Because you are the door to the sheep, not me. There's this charismatic gangsterism. Like bandits. Just speaking to people all over the place. I see and I see. What are you seeing? You've not even seen it for your own life. Someone is speaking to the body of Christ. Have you spoken to your church? Are you here? What is saying to the churches? And who did the Spirit say to the angel of the church? To the messenger of the church. What is your pastor saying by the Spirit? What is your leader saying by the Spirit? We are led by the Spirit at this time to pray. We've been praying, but there's an extra burden on our hearts. I'll share some things with you at the World Changers Conference. There's something about next year and the year afterwards. You've got to position yourself. If you are smart, you'll have been sensing it. You got to position yourself. You have to. You have to. You have to. You know, there is a right positioning. There's a wrong one. But let me tell you, a positioning you must never miss. You must take initiatives of prayer. God will make you pray at odd hours of the day. Odd hours. So hear this. Limit, in the coming days, limit the carnal things you do. Limit watching movies. Not wrong in watching movies. Movies are entertainment. Entertainment is part of life. Especially when they don't have rough and dirty content. They're fine. Limit it. So that you are in a position to pray. Are you here? Limit it. Limit the conversations that you hold. Limit it. Be very wary of the kind of conversations, and cautious, pardon me, that you hold. So, by the leading of God's Spirit, we know that if God is saying to strengthen the local churches, one of those ways is to pray. I'm going to share scripture with you. I believe it's an anchor text. And what it's going to do in this day and time, for I know there are all of us here, myself inclusive, I know we weep and cry over people that we lead. Some people, not everyone. And we wish they turned out better. I'm going to give you a text. And that text is a written word, the written word as an initiative. But then it follows with leading of God's Spirit. Luke 22. We will prevent spiritual failures. People that turn out badly. You know, some people really turn out badly. It can hurt you. With the kind of investments you have made in their lives, they now turn out so badly. So badly. But we're going to prevent it. And we're going to limit it by the power of God. Look at it, 20, verse 31. Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. And I know in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly those of us who are leaders and who are aspiring to be leaders, that the spirit of sin and knowing overwhelms you. Amen. That is, you will see it. Jesus knew what Satan wanted to do. And you're going to know. He knew what Satan wanted to do. And you're going to know it. Are you here? Now I can share this because the person won't be offended. And I spoke to the person some 20 years ago. 22 years ago, actually. No. 25 years ago. And I said, I just met the person for the first time and we're related. And I got the person involved in our correspondence. I had a correspondence then, Living Word correspondence. So I used to give out books, then I'll take questions and answers from 96 actually. So I said, I just sensed something. And I told the fellow, I said, this is what I saw. And we were all in school. So I said, this is what I saw. I said, okay, sir. Then I repeated it some
4 years after, was it 5? Now the person reminded me this year, just a few weeks, said, Pastor, you kept saying it. The thing did not come to fruition until 25 years. I saw it, I heard. Say, you told me. Say, you told me. I said, yes. And the reason why I could tell you was because you came under my spiritual authority. I could see it. So, here we have Jesus knowing it. And like I always say, don't, if your pastor warns you about something, don't make boast. Don't say, I am in Christ Jesus. I have the life of God. You see, don't do that nonsense. Is that confession meant to be for disobedience? What, look what it says. Look at, let's take 32 together slowly. But, so which means prayer thwart the plans of the enemy. And you know we can do that more. Huh? You know we can do that more for people under our care. We can do that more. It says here, but I have prayed for you. Now, notice what he says, that your faith fails not. And when you are converted, change that word, brethren, to strengthen the local churches. Can you see it? So the more we're able to prevent spiritual failures, the more churches will be strengthened. Are you here? Mm-hmm. And you see, those of us who are pastors and leaders make a mistake. The moment somebody is growing and doing fine, we reduce how we pray for the person. That's a big error. Many times you have to increase it. So, in taking prayer initiatives, what happens? I'm led by the Spirit of God to pray. I have pictures. Now, if someone's picture just keeps coming through me, and you see, it's easy pattern to know. If you don't know what to do, start praying. Pictures, visuals, phrases, words, and you keep getting it. Start to pray. There was a member said, I just had to pray. And I began to pray. Now, you don't have to call the person and say, I'm praying for you. You could just like Jesus, but it's not necessary. Sometimes it's not necessary. Just start to pray. And I'm praying for you. You know, I've had instances where I've seen believers yield to the devil. And they'll be hearing voices. You will know they're hearing a voice. So initially, I used to just tell them that I think. Yeah, and usually they will, oh, no, sir. So I stopped there. I'll just start praying. Because many believers don't know how to detect the voice of the enemy. I was talking to one of your pastors 2 days ago, and I said, so we're talking about something. I said, you know, the way this happened to that person at such a crucial time. I said, yeah. At such a crucial time. Now why? I said, well, we'll just leave it out to what it is. So we learn to pray. In 1 Timothy 1:18, what did Paul tell Timothy? Prophecies have gone before. So by the reason of prophecy, you should know you are praying. Every prophecy, write it down, is a prayer point. Do you hear me? Every prophecy is a prayer initiative. Every prophecy. Every special meeting is a prayer point. Oh Lord, we had a great time. Oh my God. Oh, someone said, I weep river coming doesn't end. I said, you are not serious. I'm not a serious person. It has to end so that we can go and do what we were told to do. So every special meeting is an indication. Last week I spoke to you about a prayer book, right? Learn to have notes that you carry with you all day. Learn to write it down and say, today I'm going to pray for so, so and so. Now, you know, I shared something with you. You laughed. It looked like it was very funny that I wanted to stop and properly so the Live Stream for Believers Convention. People actually prayed and brought him back. That's what happened. It wasn't a joke. You know, that says a lot, right? Get to pray. So guys, I said, what's that? What kind of thing is that? Is that ministry? Rather pray. Pray. And you know, you have a pastor who hears God. Just pray. That doesn't include Chelsea fans. That one, if you pray till kill, nothing will happen. I will condemn you till Jesus comes. So, that means you have a prayer book. You know, as you leave tonight, God is going to lay some people on your heart to pray. And you just say, I'm going to start praying for this person. I'm going to start praying for this person. You know, I know what prayer does. I was sharing this, you know, as a young boy, some 32 years ago, you know, I went to my cousin's place, my aunt, she's late now, and her husband. But then my aunt's husband was the secretary to the state government. So we used to go to the, you know, we like to go to that kind of place for holiday, you know, because they had a swimming pool and stuff like that. So we now tried to, they now said they're going to come and they're going to teach us how to swim on Monday. So I felt like Monday was too far. It was a Friday. Saturday, I waited and waited and I felt Monday is far. So on the Sunday, I decided to go and swim on my own. I said, what's the big deal? You're not jumping and be doing your hand like this. Yeah, I wasn't a child. No, I was not a child at all. So I went in. I went to the shallow end and I began to move. I said, this is so easy now. So it's like this. Ooh. So I had to sink. My God. I said, abu. So I felt. And the thing was that I didn't tell, and the swimming pool was a bit far from the house. So it's not likely those in the house will know anything was going on. And you know, you don't do those kind of things when everybody's at home. So only all of us, the boys were doing something else upstairs. I just, on my own, just initiative. I went to go and swim, you know. And I'm moving. So when I was in the pool, I just closed my eyes and said, I'm dead. Because, what else? I couldn't come out. You know, but a cousin of mine, you know, a stupid boy like that, that's how I call him, you know. He said, he didn't know, just felt, he didn't feel, God made him go to the poolside. And I know it was not coincidental. Someone prayed. I'm absolutely sure. He said, he just saw something moving. Every time I share that story, I say, idiot. So look at something moving. So, you know, I call him idiot, because that's how we've been talking since. We grew up together. So, if he greets me to this, he say, pastor, how are you doing? When he says pastor, I say, foolish boy. He say, respect yourself, we're idiots. That's how we, so, don't mind me, stupid boy. So, he said he saw something moving. What's moving? So, he just went close and put his hands there, and that was me. And the fact that he could drag me out or something else. He dragged me out. Then he started to. That's the part I call him an idiot. To punk my. So that water would come out. But you know, that is definitely divine. But I knew someone was praying for. Someone somewhere was praying for the pastor of Saints Community Church that had not been birthed. Someone somewhere was praying for a guy that had not answered the call to ministry. And that is why you are here tonight. So God will set you to pray for things that might happen 20 years. That is why it's good to be led by the Spirit of God to pray. I'll share just one, then we'll close. There's a pastor who told me, he said, I was praying and I said in a meeting, it was a live broadcast. So I began to mention a nation and we're praying. He said at that time, had closed down the church, had said we're not doing ministry again. He said, but at the same time, I didn't watch your program. He said, I watched it later. He said, but at that time, I just felt the nudge that God was not yet through with us. But I think it was camp meeting. We were praying and something was happening. So learn to be led by the Spirit at the prayer chain. In the morning, as you're praying with the prayer point, also be led by the Spirit to pray. I'll close with this one. As a leader, or as someone who disciples people. You cannot but be led to pray. You just be led to pray for Shagun. I mean, you've already prayed for everyone, right? Everybody in your fellowship, everybody in your church. But just be somewhere from nowhere. Not from nowhere, from the Holy Ghost. Just pray for this person. They take an initiative. And usually, let me tell you the mistake we pray. We do. When we have that instruction, we just pray that day and we're done. No. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. And in the days we are in, we're going to be led to pray for longer hours. For more days. That's the leading of God's will. I challenge you. In this month and next month. And in the coming year. To take out days in the month. Where you will dedicate it. To pray for a long time. Not for something that happened the next day. It's for things God is working out in the earth in days to come. I challenge you to take up this initiative. Don't be told to pray. Be led to pray. Don't be compelled by circumstances. Next week we're going to look at circumstances. So the first one is written word, right? The second one, the leading of God. What is God saying to you? Every meeting should produce prayer. Every time you hear the word of God, your response is prayer. Every special meeting, prayer. I like what Crawford Dollar said years back. He said, the believer can never have a power failure. He can't have a faith failure. He can't have a righteousness failure. If there's any failure, it's a prayer failure. Actually, E.W. Kenyon first said it. He said, a prayerless church is a powerless church. Because where there's no prayer, there's faith failure. You need to be a prayerful church. If you're a pastor, a cell leader, is also a pastor, you must build, if there's a church you must build, always build a praying church. See, look at the priority. The priority should be a praying church before a doctrinal church. The truth is, you can't have a praying church without a doctrinally sound church. Can't have a doctrinally sound church and have a praying church. But the point is, get and engage everyone to pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.